On this afternoon in late October, Justin Isherwood is wrapping up his corn harvest from the seat of his John Deere combine. Isherwood's vantage point in the machine's cab gives him almost a second-story view as it cuts through the crackling stalks that are still standing in this field. He imagines the combine is a sort of great steamship. Isherwood was an English major in college. He says he writes because he's a poet. But the farm is where he feels at peace, and that feeling goes back to when he was young. He tries to put into words what it's like to be a farm kid.
It's the chance of a child to live a life that is on the cusp between civilization and all what is not civilized.
Isherwood says he got his start in writing from different inspirations. He was in love, the country was at war, and friends of his were dying. He says it took him a while to realize that farm life has a significant meaning.
There are causes that bring me to write out of my fear that what I'm experiencing is doomed, that the farm will someday become some gigantic industrial process where it's all done by robots, and the human face of agriculture will be gone.
Writing about any topic, he says, is psychologically relieving. He jokes that it's more convenient than homicide. When he writes about farm life, he says he hopes some of his material drives nails in the heart of urban America. But in a lot of it, he says he's a wise guy. He believes that it's important to find humor, even in the most wicked or cruel things. For example, it only takes Isherwood one word to describe what cats were like on the farm as a kid.
Expendable. We could also say cats were the universal medium.
Cats, he says, were everywhere. He can remember up to 30 living around the farm, although not all received the baptism of a name. His mother would boil them up a bag of potatoes to eat, and they'd feed off leftover milk from the dairy cows. Cows, by the way, played a significant role in the lives of farm kids like him.
A cow is really just an orifice. In fact, two. One goes in, one comes out. And what is a cow is just, you know, that vagrant distance between the inlet and the outlet. And of course, the farm kid's duty is to serve both.
A farm kid would do that by baling hay, feeding hay, and then shoveling and spreading cow manure back to the field. Isherwood doesn't sugarcoat the experiences of his youth. He talks about lessons that he learned, including one he calls the holy circle of life and death and the chopping block.
I'm a realist. I think that so much of modern life is gussied up for the sake of looking pretty. And underneath all things and all lives are a whole bunch of factors, some of which aren't very pretty. And it is the farmer's nature to live with those things, because they are a given. You know, cow manure is a given.
Isherwood writes all his material with a pen and paper. His wife, Lynn, types for him and gives him his first read. Today, she's busy preparing log siding for an old farmhouse they're renovating. Lynn Isherwood put together a lot of the material for Farm Kid. Many of the chapters were columns Justin had written for the local paper. She says she thinks it's important to share Justin's stories because too many people have misconceptions about farm life. She says it's not what you might see on the cover of an L.L. Bean catalog.
You look at it, it's like, you know, kids don't wear that kind of outerwear anymore. It's all nostalgic. And part of that is to bring that nostalgia forward that, you know, this is still a different experience out here and it's still to be cherished.
And it's something Justin Isherwood is frequently thinking about. Close to the end of this interview, he's asked whether someone who didn't know a farm kid would be able to discern them from other children. He's written about farm kids extensively, but it's an idea he's still wrapping his mind around.
We could describe them as a bit dumb, a bit thick, or we could define them as this odd remnant courage.
Isherwood says he might have to explore that thought some more in a new piece. He'll have some time to work on it once he's finished with harvest. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.